Welcome to Muskegon Rising, a community service project of the Muskegon Rotary Club. Our purpose is to create lasting positive change. We've been doing that here since 1916. So let's get started.
Welcome to our podcast, Introducing Goodwill Industries. We will be delving into the heart of giving, community, and the transformative power of generosity. I'm your host, Lisa Stafford, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you as we explore the profound impact of the Goodwill organization here in our community and around the world. Good morning, Jeanette. We're so happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We really want to get to know you a little bit better. So if you could please share a little bit about your personal and your professional journey that kind of led you to your role as president and CEO of Goodwill.
I'm a trained mental health therapist who got into administration very shortly after grad school and have sort of been working my way in that direction for a long time until suddenly, as I was working on the last merger between two smaller nonprofits, I knew that if I did my job really well, I'd put myself out of work because the other organization was bigger. And it was at that point that an opportunity came forward at Goodwill, and I came here.
Nice. Thank you. Fill in the blank. We're going to have a little fun. If I wasn't the CEO of Goodwill, what would I be?
Oh, wow. You know, I really thought that my next job was going to be in clean water, which is part of why I was really interested in Rotary, is because our efforts in clean water. But yeah, I thought that's the next place I was going to go. But, you know, for my whole life, I've wanted to be a National Geographic photographer. Like, if I could do anything.
Wonderful.
That just wasn't in the cards.
Still out there, though. For those in our audience who aren't aware, could you provide an overview of the mission of Goodwill and the impact that it aims to make?
Yeah, our mission is to change lives through the power of work. And our vision really is that everyone's got a meaningful and sustaining opportunity for work, right? Like, there's a pathway to meaningful and sustaining work. And it's an amazing organization, you know, like many of us. I didn't know a lot about Goodwill outside of the retail, outside of our retail stores until I took a look at coming to Goodwill. And we're actually a really amazing organization. So while lots of nonprofit organizations are raising funding to do what they do, we actually do that through our retail program. And so I don't have to ask for cash donations so much as I'll take your old shirt from you and turn that into the donations that we need.
That makes it a lot easier.
It does.
Nice. Yes. Well, share with us, how has Goodwill evolved over the years? Kind of share some of the key milestones.
We started off a group of concerned parents about almost 75 years ago, came together because they had children who had disabilities and who really needed some support in the community. And so our Goodwill came to light because of those parents who really were looking to help their children. And over the time, we have expanded kind of those who we serve. So our job really is to remove barriers to work. And those barriers may still include things like disabilities, but it also may be having a felony record or having some sort of criminal history. It may be that you are dealing with homelessness, or you have trouble with childcare, or you have difficulty with transportation. It can be a lot of individual barriers. It could also be systemic barriers, things like racism and discrimination, things like inequities in education and healthcare. Obviously, we'll do what we can to meet those bigger systemic barriers. But yes, our goal is to really help with those who can't get to that vision we have, right, of meaningful and sustaining work.
In what ways does Goodwill contribute to and support our community?
In our territory, so our Goodwill has 17 stores and two employment and training centers, and we kind of go from Holland up to Manistee and over to Cedar Springs. But we have a really strong presence here in Muskegon. It has our biggest employment and training center. And so not only do we help you out when you're cleaning out your closet, so that is a community service.
Yes, it is.
But also providing an opportunity for people to purchase things in our stores at a really good price. The donations we get mean a lot to those who purchase them. But obviously what we're in the business of is helping people find and maintain really good employment so that they can help themselves, right? Get to where they want to be and meet their fullest potential. And so we do that in a whole variety of ways, from the earliest part of a job search, right, with helping people put together resumes or know how to answer questions about their criminal histories in a job interview, to training and development. So one of the newest things that's exciting for us is that we recently received a new grant from the state of Michigan. That will allow us to do a number of things in collaboration with places like True North and Reed Muskegon and United Way around removing barriers to work. So there's pass-through dollars in there for housing and for childcare. But also we get to set up a new certification program in HVAC, in heating and cooling, which is a great opportunity for people in our community. It's not available anyplace else. And it leads to a really good paying job.
It does, and I think especially in the technical side, there's certainly a need for that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Any one of us who's ever needed that help knows.
Yes, absolutely.
It's hard to find. Yep.
Can you share maybe a specific success story or an example of an individual who's been positively impacted by Goodwill's programs?
Actually, you know what? I'm thinking right now of one of our own. So we served someone who had come out of a long time in prison, and he came through our programming, through our justice-involved programming. And he started off as a bailer. So one of the things that happens at the end of the retail when things don't sell is we bail those things up and we sell them on the commodities market. And so we have to bundle those up and bail those up. And so he started there. And he moved his way up and he got his driver's license. He became a transportation assistant, kind of rode with our truck drivers to assist at the stores. And then he got his license and he was able to drive a vehicle. So he moved beyond the fork truck to our box trucks. And then he moved into the team lead position. He was promoted and is just doing great work in our transportation department. But after 20 plus years in prison, that is a hard road to travel. And we're really proud of his success.
Nice. Kind of giving a hand up instead of a handout. Awesome. How does Goodwill stay innovative in its approach to social and economic challenges?
Yeah, so I want to talk just for a little bit about our sustainability businesses, because we're responsible for about 16 million pounds of things annually that everyone is done with and that need to find a new home. And much of that, the best thing we can do for the environment is to resell it. But not everything that we receive can be resold. And so our goal really is to figure out how we can grow our social enterprises, because the businesses that we have are both the way that we raise funding to do what we do and actually do what we do, because it allows us to train people in new work opportunities, as well as to employ them, and allows us to also achieve one of our strategic pillars of sustainable practices, right? We want to make sure that we are able to keep as much as possible out of landfill, whether that's here locally or globally. And so a lot of our innovation right now is coming into play around remanufacturing and what can we do with those things that would otherwise end up in the trash. And so, for example, this quarter, we anticipate starting a new business called Hydroblocks. And we've signed a joint venture agreement with a company in Pennsylvania that manufactures this product. It's a really cool product that transforms 100% recycled plastics, and oftentimes difficult to recycle plastics, into a stormwater management tool. And we are setting that business up here in Muskegon, and we'll be in operations by the end of the month. We anticipate keeping about 85% of the plastics that we currently throw away out of landfill. So things like broken laundry baskets and broken totes. Another thing that we throw a lot away is furniture. Imagine the furniture that we get that perhaps is not ready, shouldn't be resold, or even things like, you know, entertainment centers, which we all had to have one, and now nobody wants one, right? So they get dropped off at our place, and then we can't resell them. So what do we do with them instead? And so we've been looking at a company called Dyka that transforms wood flour, wood dust, with a natural additive into a putty that can be extruded like plastic. And they had just been using virgin timber, but we asked them what happened if it already has laminate or glues or varnish, and it works. And so we're working on setting up a really replicable model with them so that hopefully other Goodwills across the country can use this process too, to remanufacture old furniture into new furniture or other products that might be desired. And the other thing that's available actually right now in our stores is called Good Glass. So we get a lot of glass, as you might imagine, and we're taking this the glass that looks colored but that doesn't sell, and tumbling that into craft glass, right? It looks like sea glass that you could certainly purchase at Home Depot, but instead you could buy it here at Goodwill and make a difference by keeping that glass out of landfill. And also getting the craft glass that somebody might be interested in.
Wow, I am amazed at the creativity and certainly didn't have any idea about all of those extra programs.
Yeah, these are unique things to our Goodwill. So Goodwill in West Michigan, we're really going after the remanufacturing of the products that we're already receiving and leading the way in a lot of ways in the country of Goodwills. We're all doing lots of things to figure out how we can be more sustainable, how we can keep things out of landfill, how we can make sure that we're part of the solution, because the problem of global waste is enormous, and it's going to take all of us to figure out how to solve it. But we're really doing some unique things around trying to remanufacture what we've already got so that we can keep that revenue generation going towards helping people find and maintain good jobs.
Well, that's wonderful. West Michigan is kind of paving the way. How are you contributing to the outlook of like Goodwill globally, and how do you kind of push this forward?
Yeah. We're involved in a lot of different activities. So one of the things that I didn't even mention. So there is a Goodwill International. It's a member organization. So all 154 Goodwills pay dues so that they can help us with the things that matter to all of us. And one of the things that consortium is able to do is to apply for large grants, right? And so Goodwill International received a grant from the Walmart Foundation to study textile circularity.
Hmm.
There are 10 Goodwills in Michigan, and our Goodwill got all the CEOs of those Goodwills to sign on to this grant that helps to study what's in that feedstock. So after retail, after it goes through our outlet, what's left that didn't sell? Because when we can find out what is made, how much do we have in terms of polyester and in cottons and in blends, then we can start figuring out how best to use it next, right? But we've got to know what's in there first. And so we received that grant, State of Michigan did, to lead that effort and to ultimately come up with a business plan for how we can create a hub here in Michigan that would sort the textiles that are left, to be able to get them to their best use after being offered up for resale.
And creating more opportunities for people to learn.
For sure.
That's wonderful. You mentioned earlier about employment opportunities and training centers. Can you expound on that a little bit more?
Yeah, so we do that both in Holland and in Muskegon. You had asked me about like some of our markers over the years. Well, one of the big things that we used to do was have a work center that employed people with disabilities. And we've moved away from that. And now folks with disabilities are on site in communities with our partners like Miller Knoll, where we have enclaves available for people to learn new skills and eventually, hopefully, be employed at those manufacturers where they're engaged. And so we do this both in Holland and in Muskegon, where we have walk-in resources available for anybody who needs help getting a job. We have access here to our Good Temps, which is a staffing company that helps. Really what we want is for people to get permanent employment, but oftentimes we use very inexpensive temp services to get people there so that employers in the area can try it out without taking too much risk. Right now, you can receive free tax services at our Holland office. We have the VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program here in Muskegon, which really helps bring a lot of people out of that Alice population. And so a variety of opportunities to help people move into employment through training and also to have some of those barriers addressed.
Well, thank you. Kind of as a wrap-up, can you go over the top pillars of your organization?
Yeah, you know, we've got five that are really sort of capable of infinite fulfillment that we'll always be driving towards. One of them is around growing sustainable businesses and social enterprises, right? Because this is not only the way that we raise the funds we need to do the work we do, but it's also the way we do the work. And so continuing to expand those opportunities is important to us. Most important is probably the pillar around making sure that people are able to reach their full potential, right? Their fullest potential. And this is both internally and externally. So it's for the folks in our community who walk through our door and are in need of assistance. It's also for our own employees and helping them get to where they want to go in their lives. Our pillars of valuing teamwork, diversity, and inclusion is really about valuing the contributions of all of our team members. One of our pillars is around community and working together as part of the community, because we really are very sure that the way we're going to be able to provide comprehensive services and opportunities to everyone is through our relationships with other entities. And then finally, the one we've been talking about a little bit around around planet and really moving towards sustainable practices and making sure that, number one, we're reducing our carbon emissions at the same time that we're really zero waste, which would be remarkable for an organization that essentially takes it in.
That's wonderful. Thank you. To our audience, thank you for joining us. I hope you have gained some insights into the incredible work of Goodwill and the profound impact that it has on individuals and communities. Whether it's through job training programs, educational projects, or sustainability initiatives, Goodwill embodies the spirit of giving in its purest form. I encourage you to take what you have learned today and continue exploring the ways in which you can contribute and support to the mission of Goodwill in your own way. Together, we can all play a part in creating a more compassionate and inclusive world.